questions. Tori Jackson, go ahead.
Hey, Tori. I'm sure it's great to start off a road trip with a win like that last night. I think it shows a lot of things. You're obviously ready to go. Does that give this team confidence now going into us, but even a matchup like Scherzer, you know, you have a bunch of hitters that are coming off a game like that?
Yeah, you're always looking for those little pushes of momentum, and we had a nice off day. We charged our batteries after some tough circumstances on that Tuesday afternoon. But this team is very resilient. They can remain focused. They always give a great effort. They make adjustments. They're adaptable. And it all played out yesterday. You know, we switched around the lineup. Guys were playing positions that they're not accustomed to playing. But we blocked that out. And I think we showed a lot of resiliency and some mental toughness to go out and beat a pitcher that, even though he hasn't been throwing great this year, has got a tremendous track record. So I was proud of what they did yesterday, and I'm looking for that to continue. This team cares about one another. They fight together, they win together, they lose together, and I watched that play out. So I think we have a lot of good things going on here right now. So we want that to continue today. I don't think there's no reason why it should.
Just to follow up on Scherzer, you know, we've seen him great against you guys, and then we've seen you guys attack him that first inning a few years back. What's going to be important for your hitters, do you think, today against Max?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best in the game, and we're going to respect him, and we know what he's capable of doing. And, you know, I know at times he's a little banged up, and he'll pitch through that, and his stuff may shape differently from outing to outing. But right now, we're going to expect his absolute best game, and we're talking about a game plan right now. I know the hitters are going over it right now, and we want to be ready. We want to be ready to hit mistakes in the middle of the zone and stay with our plan. We are capable of scoring runs off of any pitcher that we're facing, and tonight should be no exception.
Zach Buchanan, go ahead.
Tori, I saw Nick Ahmed is not in the lineup today. Just wanted to check on him. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing fine. These are just design days to get him off of his feet. It's hard to take him out of the lineup. He brings so much stability as a quarterback of our infield. But, you know, I've got to be mindful of what he walked through to get back here as quickly as he did. And he feels great. He feels great. It was a little bit of a wrestling match yesterday with me explaining to him that it was time to take him off of his feet. And he understood. He eventually understood, but he wants to play. He's ready to go. So you may see him at some point during the game today, depending on if there's a need or not.
You sure it's a good idea to be wrestling a guy with a knee problem?
No, probably not. I shouldn't be wrestling anybody. They can kick my butt. So maybe a thumb war. A little thumb war going.
Nick Porcaro, go ahead.
I guess just curious if you feel like this is the way that you're doing your lineups these days. Has it been an adjustment for you in terms of, like, you have a day like last night? And I know that was an extreme example with the lefty and stacking with righties. But, you know, Carson has a great day. He's attempting to just be like, no, let's leave him in the two hole and see how it goes. But it seems like you haven't really done too much of that sort of thing yet this year.
Yeah. It is fairly new to me, and I'm not perfect at it. I don't know, you know, as much as I know today that I will know tomorrow and beyond, but I'm going to continue to ask questions and learn and figure out the best way that I can maximize run scoring opportunities. And that's really what it comes down to. I have a lot of people around me that are helping me make these decisions. As drastic as it seemed yesterday with Carson hitting second, inside of our space with the staff and the group that helps you make decisions, it made a lot of sense, and it yielded very good results. So that type of stuff will keep happening. It'll keep happening throughout the course of the year. And what I am most proud of is how these guys have adjusted and accepted it. These are conversations that were ongoing through the course of spring training, that we may have some awkward looking lineups day by day. Don't be affected by the change. just go out there and have your normal at-bats, and that's what Carson did yesterday, and that's what the rest of the guys around him did yesterday. So we see it working, but once again, I'm still going to learn about it, and it's not going to be perfect for me, but I think it's going to yield some positive results.
Steve Gilbert?
Corey, I know that Andrew Young doesn't have a ton of experience in the outfield, so, you know, he kind of gets... So the plays he made the first inning yesterday, somewhat understandable. What's your confidence level in him out there right now?
Growing. It's not perfect. I want to be transparent. But I had a good conversation with him after I took him out of the game yesterday, just to align with him and, you know, thank him for going out there with you know, probably some doubt and still managing to block it out to hit a grand slam that broke the game open. So, he shared with me that he's feeling good, and he's gaining comfort with each time he goes out there and steps out there in pregame, and he got some game activity yesterday. But you'll see him out there. You'll see Wyatt out there. I'm going to pick my spots for that. I know that those guys are primarily infielders, but I'm looking to score some runs and put points on the board. Really, that's the name of the game. I know that both players, especially in this case you're asking about Andrew, he's going to be fine out there. He's going to improve. And my comfort level is growing.
Thank you, Nick.
Any injury update news, anything new with Cattell? I guess you said yesterday Soria's supposed to throw tomorrow though, right?
Correct. I just brought my phone in here. I don't normally do that. I was hoping to get us some updates, but I'll tell you what I do know. Soria is feeling well enough that he bumped his bullpen up a day and threw off the mound today. I don't have any information about how it went. Obviously thought that was going to be the case. Cattell continued to do the same type of running that he forward running, light forward running that he did yesterday. Yes, Mike Farron. And he also played catch, and he swung a bat and hit some balls off of the tee. Christian is still in treatment, and we're waiting for him to be asymptomatic, and he's right at that point. So we feel comfortable saying that at some point in the coming days he's going to start to initiate some baseball activity.
Zach?
Sorry, I don't know how much difference this ultimate, or how much this would ultimately matter, but whenever Cattell is back, would there be any consideration to playing him more at second just to limit all the running and the wear and tear on his body coming off an injury like that, or especially if Tim LaCastro is showing that, you know, he's deserving of more playing time?
It's a good question. We haven't thought about that, but we will. We'll sit down and we'll talk about it. You know, we're minus a right-handed hitting outfielder. Obviously, Cattell's a switch hitter, I know that, but he's a right-handed bat and a right-handed hitting infielder. With Christian Walker, that's going to be my starting point. And if we feel like there's a need for a change, I'm sure that we can make that adjustment. I'm sure it'll be discussed. We talk about everything we possibly can before we make the final decision.
Anything else for Tori?
And you got anything for Tori? He gave you a shout out. You got nothing for him?
I was just glad that he was able to explain light forward movement today.
Did you guys, hang on a minute. That light forward movement, I guess Cattell put it on out on Twitter yesterday or Instagram. So that will show you what it is. Kind of, I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's all it was explained to me. I told you guys, the more information I get, the more dangerous I get. So light forward running is all I had.
Thanks, Tori.
Thank you, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.